You're listening to the People Over Profit podcast. Hi, I'm Justine Beauregard. Since 2008, I've helped scale multiple businesses to 7, 8, and 9 figures by focusing on quality connections, not vanity metrics. For decades, we've been taught to believe that business is just a numbers game, but really, it's a relationships game. Gone are the days of prioritizing money over our missions and the people that our businesses are built to support. I created this podcast because I want you to make a difference in the world without feeling like you have to sacrifice your income or your integrity to do it. If you're building a business that puts people first, you belong here. Now, let's spend some quality time together. Okay, I know that you know me as a sales coach and trainer, but I'm also an expert marketer. I have a marketing degree from a top university in the United States and over a decade of marketing roles throughout my career. So, as you can imagine from hearing that, you will not be surprised when I say that I get asked a lot about marketing, even when I don't have it in my title anymore. And there's a bit of a backstory here. The reason I got into marketing in the first place was not because I loved it. It was actually because it challenged me. I remember being in college, taking my first marketing class, and getting a B on an essay that I wrote and thinking, this is totally subjective. Math is all about balancing out the spreadsheet. It's a simple right or wrong answer, but marketing, that is so opinion-based. It is up to us to be able to persuade people to share in our perspective, believe in our ideas. And I loved this concept that there was no one right way, that we could do things 1,000 different ways or with 1,000 different people and get different outcomes every single time, and they can all be right. I loved the philosophy and the psychology behind it. I loved the creativity it required. I loved the complexity of it. I was equal parts frustrated and fascinated. It had me hooked. I grew up wanting to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to do something in the business world. I knew that much, but I had no idea what I wanted to do specifically when I was a teenager applying to colleges. In fact, the only school that I applied to, early decision, was the school that I went to, and it was a top university for finance and accounting. And I'm great at math. I placed second in a competition that was run by PwC and won cash. I aced every finance exam. I ruined the curve for my classmates. I was even courted by my professors to take jobs in previous companies they worked at and offered to recommend me for, and it was so boring to me. I could not wrap my head around crunching numbers all day, day in and day out. I am far too creative for that. And that B, as insignificant as it might seem, lit a fire in me to become the best at marketing, to master those nuances of human behavior and value creation and get equal parts recognition for my efforts in marketing as my efforts in finance. And then post-college, I took a job as a marketing assistant at a startup, and I ended up creating my own role a year into that job as a marketing and sales liaison. And yes, that title is totally made up. I made it up. And it was actually something that happened at several other roles that I held over the years. It was sort of a common theme because traditionally, if you've ever worked in corporate, marketing and sales departments hate each other. They do not communicate well with one another, and they are always making the company suffer as a result. So as someone who is naturally great at sales and relationship building, I was happy to take on this role of repairing that thread between the marketing and sales departments anywhere that I worked. And what I learned by doing that is still true today. And that is, marketing and sales are not at all the same thing, but they're often treated like it. And so whenever someone asks me to explain the difference between sales and marketing, my default is to say that marketing is one to many, sales is one to one. So I want you to almost imagine that someone is holding a megaphone, blasting a message of, I hope you're having a great meal, across a restaurant full of people, versus the manager of that restaurant walking up to your table and they say, hi, how are you today? How's your meal? Do you see the difference between those two experiences? The first one is marketing. That is a catch-all. It's making sure that everyone feels seen and acknowledged and appreciated at the same time. Sales feels much more intimate, personal, connected. It welcomes a dialogue, and it often allows both sides to go deeper more quickly. So in a standard buyer's cycle, now we're getting into the technical, okay? There are three phases. The first one is awareness. The second, consideration, and the third is decision. Marketing is parts one and two. It allows you to meet a broader audience of people and make them aware of what you do. It also invites them to engage with you in a non-threatening way so that they can consider what it would be like to work with you, to buy from you, to hire you, whatever that looks like. And depending on your style and the scale of your marketing, it can escalate to sales pretty quickly, or it can be a little bit longer of a cycle. My marketing style is the rapid sales cycle style. I am talking to you right now, directly. I often like to keep my tone relaxed and casual and friendly and relatable. I do my best to express gratitude for you as often as I can. Thank you for listening, by the way. And I don't often use phrases like many people or entrepreneurs in general, these kind of broad and sweeping terms, when I can just say you and us. So even though I know that we both know that thousands of people are listening to this at the same time you are, I never want it to feel that way for you. I want us to feel connected, because even if we've never met in person, I do care about you. And I mean it when I say that I'm rooting for you to win. And even then, this still is not a sales activity, because you are not here to buy anything. You're here to learn and grow and maybe even consider me and my offers as a potential solution for your needs and desires when you're ready. And sales is that part three. That is the decision-making part. And if I were changing the buyer cycle, which I'm going to boldly just choose to do right now, I would also add part four, which is nurture. And let's talk about that for a second. So once you do realize that you're ready to have an easier or better experience with sales, or that you want a mentor to help you work through anything that is keeping you from your next level of success or joy in your business, you will move to the next step of the process. You will do things like email me or book a call with me or DM me on social media. You might visit a sales page where you have all the details of how to work with me. And you are actively going to go through the process of deciding what you will do next. It's where revenue is created and income is generated in your business. That is sales. Another way that I describe marketing is using the term pre-selling, because what I think good marketing does is makes selling easier. It creates objection-free buyers. I can't tell you the last time I had an objection to an offer on a sales call. It doesn't happen. And that's for a few different reasons. So number one, I'm an expert at marketing and sales. I've been doing it for a really long time. So yes, I'm gonna have objectionless buyers. Number two is that I am very transparent in my marketing. So those objections that are the most common and the most easy to overcome, time and money, those are overcome with my marketing, because I'm transparent about the amount of time it's going to take someone to get results, and I'm transparent about what it costs to work with me. And number three, I don't make offers until I know what people truly need and want. So let's go back to the differences between marketing and sales specifically. I think of marketing and sales like oil and vinegar. They are not the same ingredient. In fact, they are molecularly very different. That's a big word. They can also be mixed well together to become a delicious recipe that packs a punch of flavor that can spice up a salad or a chicken breast in seconds and really stimulate those taste buds in just the right way. So you can use them on their own, but when they're mixed well together, it's like magic. Most people hear oil and vinegar and think those are two substances that naturally repel each other. They do not mix well and they separate easily. This is why I believe that you need to keep blending them together. You need to be precise, continuous, thoughtful about the actions you take that produce a symphony of flavor that you cannot replicate otherwise. So with this in mind, I want to give you an action step so that you can put what you've learned today about the differences of sales and marketing into good use for your own business. The first thing to do is reflect on the latest sales action you took. Maybe it was speaking with someone over the phone. Maybe it was emailing back and forth. Whatever it was, I want you to write down three things that were said or that you learned from that interaction. Then I want you to reflect on the latest marketing action you took. Maybe it was a post on social media. Maybe it was an email that you sent. And I want you to reflect on your list of those three things you just wrote down about the sales conversation you had and what you would change about the marketing that you just did based on those reflections. Maybe it's something that you would have said differently. Maybe it's a specific word or phrase you're not used to using. Maybe it's a story that you could have told or added to make it more dynamic or compelling. It can be anything, but pick something and then reshare that marketing content with those changes incorporated within 24 hours. And I don't want you to think about your marketing schedule or your calendar or how difficult it's going to be to create a graphic for it. No, no, no. We're going to keep it really simple. We're going to reuse the same graphic if you need to. We're going to find a solution to make this easy for you to do within the next 24 hours. And once you do, I hope that you will tag me or DM it to me on Instagram or share it with me through email. My email is justine@justinebeauregard.com because two things. Number one, I would love to know that you took action from this episode. And number two, I would be happy to share feedback if you would like some. And in general, moving forward, I invite you to notice how your marketing can inform your sales and vice versa for even better results. This activity that I've invited you to do today, you can do after every sales conversation or every time you post something or share something from a marketing perspective. And you can train yourself to get better about blending that oil and vinegar to make magic. Have a fantastic week. If you found this episode helpful, feel free to tag me with your thoughts and feedback at Justine Beauregard Coach on Instagram or Facebook. And if you have ideas for future episodes, I'd love to hear them. Just send an email to justine@justinebeauregard.com. And if you haven't yet, don't forget to click that subscribe button and rate and review the show. Your feedback means a lot to me and allows us to keep learning and growing together. I'll see you next week.